pleased to be joined on the line right now by former North Peace Navigators captain Cole Duart. He was a member of the Navs for four seasons, including being part of the 2016 Navs team that won the provincial championship. I guess, first of all, Cole, what are besides that 2016 year, what were some of the other just big memories from your time with the Navs there?
I can just remember it was just always a good time going to the rink all the time. You know, we had a good team every single year that I played, and we were competing in the league every year. You know, we were able to win the league as well the first year and go to provincials then. Came up short that year, and then obviously the second year we go to provincials again and we're able to win it all. So that was special. And then even the next 2 years, they were great teams, and we just came up short those years. So it was just always a lot of fun to be a part of the team and make memories every time being at the rink.
Of course, you're a Peace River guy, played a lot of your minor hockey here. When it came time to go to the junior level, what ultimately led to you, playing for the Navs?
I think, growing up and playing minor hockey, you know, I always remember going to watch the Navs and even remember the Navs being a part of the community a lot. I definitely wanted to play for them, and it was great to be a part of it. I knew that they always had a strong team, and it was great to be a part of.
And I know in your last season with the Navs, the 17-18 season, you were the captain of that team. How big of an honor was it for you to be the captain of this organization?
Yeah, it really was an honor. I think back to some of the previous captains and all those guys and all the leaders on the team before. They're definitely guys that I've looked up to, and to be named the captain, that was definitely special, and definitely something. It was definitely a learning experience as well going through it. Learned a lot for sure, but it was special to be the captain.
And over your time with the North Peace Navigators, how did your time with the organization help you both be better, and not just a player on the ice, but also in some kind of, I guess, life skills, if you will, off the ice as well?
Yeah, I think just to be about a part of a team, to be in that team setting and work together, you have, you know, over the years, you have a lot of highs and lows just playing the game, and learning to manage those, you know, not to get too high at times, not to get too low at times, and just keep moving forward towards the goal. And then also just to show up every time when you go to the rink, be ready to go. You have to hold yourself accountable. You know, you want to put in the work, because all your other teammates are putting in the work. The coaches are putting in the work too. So that's just something I try to do every day as well. You just continue to work hard and.
Of course, during your 4 years with the Navs, of course, you played on some good teams, but, you know, there are, you know, some other good teams around the end of a GHL. How do you think sort of the kind of the competitiveness of the league, how do you think that's going to be good for kind of a selling point for players looking at to sort of maybe play in the end of a GHL?
Yeah, it's definitely competitive, and it's just as good as any other junior league out there. You know, it's a bit of a smaller league, I guess. You got your seven or eight teams or six of them. But it's still highly competitive. And even when we were able to win provincials and move on to the next round and go play against some of the other teams in Western Canada as well, to be able to compete with them, you know, it just goes to show you that the NWJHL is just as good as the other junior B leagues out there. And you can be a player that can look to even to develop as well, for a younger guy to come in and to play for the Navs and to play in the end of it. It's still a great league that you can learn some skills and still become a better hockey player for sure.
Well, after you got done playing with the Navs, you've spent a couple of years with the Grimshaw Huskies of the North Peace Hockey League. Now, no, the NPHL hasn't unfortunately been around for a couple of years because of different things going on in the world. But how's that experience been with you kind of in your playing career after the Navs?
That's been good as well. Yeah, it was good to keep playing some hockey. Definitely been missing it for sure. Missed it the last 2 years. But it's been good to have that as well, to be playing for Grimshaw and to keep the competitive hockey going. It's definitely something that's still fun and nice to still be in a competitive setting. Still enjoying it.
And as for kind of your, I guess, future aspirations here, Cole, are there kind of some ways you're hoping to get sort of more involved with the game kind of in the next few years and kind of down the line here?
Yeah, one day in a few years maybe, looking to, maybe when I'm done playing as much. To definitely get into maybe a little bit of coaching or helping out here and there. I think that's something I would be interested in as well. And to give back a little bit, there's been a lot of people over the years that have put in a lot of time and coaches and all that. And, just be a way to give back a little bit and to stay around the game for sure. You grow up and you play in hockey. It's the best sport for sure. And, it doesn't happen without all the people helping out and your coaches and all that. So that's all the coaches definitely have had a big impact on me. So you just want to do your part as well and try to help out if you can too.
We certainly hope to see you involved in the game going down the line. Former North Peace Navigators Captain Cole Dewar, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it.